In just a moment, you're going to get to meet somebody named Skylar.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Girl Scouts Western Pennsylvania. These are the girls who do great things. Additional information is available at gswpa.org or 1-800-248-3355.
Well, I told you, somebody named Skylar's here. Hi, Skylar.
Hi.
Can you hear yourself okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear you pretty well, too. How old are you?
8.
And you are here with who? Who are these guys?
Becky and Aaron.
Becky and Aaron, and they are a big couple, and we're here today with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And how long have you known these guys?
6 months.
Six?
Almost.
Has it been almost 6 months now? What do you say, Aaron?
Yeah, about 6, 7, 8 months, somewhere in there.
And this is really kind of a fun situation here because you're a big couple. So you guys are married, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And together, Aaron and Becky get to hang out with Skylar. Do you have any kids?
No.
So Skylar has got to bring a lot of joy into your life. Skylar, tell me about your whole family. Who else is in your family?
My brother Chucky and Ian and my sister Desi.
And are they older or younger than you?
Desi's 10 and Ian's 27 and Chucky's 23.
So you're the youngest. I am too in my family. And I think there's a lot of good things about being the youngest. How about you?
Mm-hmm.
What's good about it?
You get to do a lot of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people to help you do mm-hmm. things. So what kind of things do you like to do with Aaron and Becky?
We went ice skating last week. And we built a puzzle before that, and after we're done today, we're going to build the rest of my puzzle.
Oh, tell me about the puzzle. What is the puzzle like?
It's like an outer space.
Huh. And is it like a jigsaw puzzle where you mm-hmm. put the pieces together? Those are hard sometimes. How do you start when you do a puzzle like that?
We do the outside first, then we work into the inside.
That can take a long time. Now, can you tell if a piece is going to fit just by looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do with puzzles. Where do you go to school?
North for Sales.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
And what are you doing in school now that's fun?
We are learning about science and flowers and stuff.
Cool. Can you tell me some of the things you're learning in science?
We're learning about environment and stuff.
Have you learned a little bit about the water cycle?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
It is a river.
Mm-hmm. So like when rain comes down, it goes into the river and then goes back up. It's kind of fun. What do you like to do when you're not in school?
I like to play with my sister and watch TV.
Now, when you play with your sister, what do you do?
We go outside and play in the snow.
Very good. And there's been a lot of snow. Do you like snow?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Now, Becky, I'm curious if you can tell me a little bit about what it's like having Skylar in your life. And Aaron, you can certainly join us too, but I'm going to start with Becky.
It's been a lot of fun. We have had a ton of opportunities. We typically see Skylar every other weekend. And so he just brings a lot of laughter into our life. And he's actually taught us, he's very giving. So he enjoys our dog, Rocky. And he recently, on Halloween, went to a yard sale and purchased our dog a Halloween costume.
You did? What was it like?
It was a hot dog costume.
You dressed up Rocky as a hot dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
So, we've had a lot of fun with him.
I'll bet. What do you like about being with Becky and
Playing
Aaron?
With their dog and playing their Wii.
Very. And what do you like to do on the Wii? Do you have a favorite game?
It is bowling. Wii Sports Bowling.
You like the mini golf game, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Aaron, can you tell me a little bit about your relationship and some of the differences that Skyler's made in your life?
He's just been an exciting addition to kind of our family. I think Becky pretty much hit all the points, though. He's just fun to hang out with. Like she said, he's very giving and very generous and excellent with his manners.
Yeah, I'm looking at you. Your hands are folded. Your mic technique is absolutely perfect. I feel like I should offer you some coffee. You seem like an adult. Would you like some? I have some coffee here. You probably don't like coffee, but do you remember when you first met these guys?
Around my birthday.
And what was it like meeting them? Were you scared or curious? Must have been a little curious.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of them when you first met them?
I would have a lot of fun with them.
Yeah, they seem like really nice people. Have you had a big before?
Mm-mm.
So these guys might be with you for a long, long time. Now, you see each other every other weekend. How do you keep in touch when you're not together?
I don't know.
Do you ever talk on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I figured you might do that from time to time. Now, Kristen is here as well. Yes, I can give you a microphone. I had to check for a minute. How are you?
I'm good, good. Thanks, Larry, for having us. The one thing I wanted to say about this match, I think this is a great example of some adults who thought they wanted to go in and help a child and be there, and they realize that they're getting just as much, if not more, in return as they're giving.
Yeah, I want to find out more about you guys. Do you live out east as well, or where do you live?
Elizabeth, PA. Oh,
okay, you're not too far than Elizabeth North for sales is easy. May I ask what you do for a living?
I work as a counselor in an alternative ed school in Fairchance, PA, down near Morgantown.
Okay. And
I'm an event planner at a local university.
Oh, that's a tough job. They're both hard jobs, but I always think when I hear event planners, everybody thinks, oh, an event planner, that's just like putting together parties.
Yeah.
That's really easy. And I've worked with enough event planners and have had to do that job as an amateur a few times. It's not very easy, is it?
You get the hang of it, and it's fun, so.
There's a lot to juggle. Hey, Skyler, have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older?
I want to be a cop.
Huh. How come?
I don't know.
Well, it to protect people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be a good thing. Do you like to read?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite books? If you were going to recommend a book to somebody, what would it be?
Dare to Wimpy Kid.
And what's that about?
It's about this guy that always gets, he's always wimpy and nobody else likes him.
Is he a kid or a guy? Or an older guy?
Like a little kid.
And what happens?
His brother always tortures him.
Aww.
We went and saw the movie as well.
It sounds like a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And does it have a happy ending?
Yeah.
Probably we don't want to have you spoil the ending, I guess, huh? We wouldn't want people to know exactly how it ends. That sounds like a very good book. Do you have any pets of your own?
I have one turtle and a couple fish.
What's your turtle's name?
Drake.
Drake the turtle. I like turtles. And did you name your fish?
Mm-mm.
The turtle is, small turtle? How big is he about?
Like this big.
Oh, wow. He's like the size of your hand. That's
mm-hmm.
huge.
You have some frogs, too. They have a very cool coffee table that is the tank that holds the fish and the frogs.
Cool. Very nice. Well, it's really fun to have you here.
Mm-hmm.
And in a little bit, we're going to play a song that's got your name in it. A Skyler song. Your middle name is Storm. That's a nice name. Skyler Storm. You know, up in the sky, you could have a... Do people call you Sky ever?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Is there anything else you would like to say about Becky and Aaron, or just in general?
One time we baked cookies and we made pizza.
Wow, at the same time? Now, that would be pretty tough. Like, what if you got, like, pepperoni in the cookies and chocolate in the pizza?
We made them, like, one on the other table and the pizza on the other table.
That's a good practice, because that could be very, very strange. What do you like on your pizza?
Cheese.
I like it, too. And what kind of cookies did you make?
Chocolate chip.
Sounds very, very good. Well, we have an official radio badge for you today.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Thank you.
Since you've been on the radio, this limited edition bright red radio badge. And we're also going to get a pass to you to go to the Children's Museum. And do you think that if a kid's listening right now that doesn't have somebody like Becky and Aaron in their life, that it would be a good thing to get a big brother or a big sister or a big couple? How come?
Because it's like you could do like whatever you want with them. And like sometimes you get like tickets and stuff to go somewhere and stuff.
Very good. And how about from your perspective?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely rewarding. I mean, the activities are fun and...
We've had way more opportunities. Big Brothers Big Sisters has given us, the contribution that we've had to make financially has been very, very small. It's more just giving of your time. And, you know, that's not a huge thing to give, because when we're with him, the time goes so quickly. And we have lists and lists of things that we want to do together, and we seem to never have enough time to get those things done.
Well, it's always good to wish you had more time, because you can have things to look forward to. And Christine, who I always want to call Kristen, I'm sorry about that. And you're always so kind. At least I'm getting most of it right. It's tough at this hour of the morning sometimes. Is there anything else you want to say about these folks or about Big Brothers, Big Sisters in general?
No, they do a great job being bigs and being, this is a wonderful match, and we're really proud of, this is what we try at Big Brothers, Big Sisters, to have this kind of rewarding friendship that on both sides is positive, so we're really proud of them.
You three just look like you belong to each other, each of you, and I can tell you all love each other very much. You love you, and you love you, and you love you, and you love you. There's a lot of different combinations of that. I could tell you exactly how many if I thought about it long enough. I think there's six different. One, two, three. I think it's six. Anything else? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, and that's what's cool about being a big couple is that there's been times where, an opportunity has come up through Big Brothers and Big Sisters where I'm not able to attend, but Aaron's been able to take Skylar, so Skylar doesn't miss out on that. And so that's been nice as a big couple that we really try to do things together, but there has been the occasional time where we haven't been able to do that, and so it's been fun.
That's great. Skylar, anything else you want to say?
Uh-uh.
Thank you so much for being here today. It's really been fun to have you, and I hope we'll get to see you again sometime soon. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks.
You can get more information about Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh by going to BBBS, that's 3 B's and an S, Pittsburgh.org, or phoning 412-363-6100.